Calling to order the Blaine City Council on Monday, July 9 at 6:00 p.m., 6:05 p.m. May we have a moment of silence, please? Will you stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sherry, roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olson.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Paul Greenwood.
Here.
Ken Offlinger.
Here.
Harry Robinson and Clark Cotner have both requested to be excused tonight.
Do I have a motion to excuse Harry?
So moved.
Yep, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, it's unanimous. Do I have a motion to excuse Clark?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, it's unanimous. Recognitions and awards, none. Audience participation, do we have any people who'd like to speak?
Thank you.
I scared the heck out of me. I thought Dale was actually going to stand up.
Thank you, Dale. You've become a real regular here.
Jumping.
Would anybody in the audience like to address the council? Okay, written communication, Sherry.
I have not received any.
Commission, committee, and board reports. Clark is not here. Ken, Blaine Tourism and Advisory Committee.
Excuse me, Mayor.
Sir.
There were actually two written communications that came to me, and I think I told you or forwarded them to you, but they were interesting. One was a letter from the mayor of White Rock endorsing Blaine's attempts to get passenger rail stop in Blaine and preserve the train station. I think we sent that out today. Mm-hmm. Just as a point of interest, the mayor of White Rock used to be their city manager, so watch out. yeah, he got elected and fired the old city manager. The other letter was just for the small audience here today. We had a letter from a citizen of White Rock. I think her name was Andrea Pilgrim, who wrote to just thank us all for the wonderful fireworks. And that the people in White Rock all enjoyed them, and during the fireworks, they were all clapping and yelling, and she just wrote a letter that's kind of nice, thanking us for doing that. And just goes that we know our fireworks is the best in the county, but now we know it has international. So anyway, those two things came in, and I thought you might want to know about it.
The White Rock City Council person, one of them, also emailed me, and I think you were copied, Brendan Reed.
Oh, yeah.
That he said, thanks for the great show.
Okay, BTAC, Ken?
Mr. Mayor, if I might, just briefly on the first two items, since I've got information on both of those for you.
Please.
The Blaine Economic Development Advisory Committee did hold its first meeting a couple weeks ago. We're meeting again tomorrow, so good discussions there. And Clark's doing a good job of getting a committee together for that. Northwest Economic Council did have a meeting since our last council meeting. It was a presentation from the report on the economic development meetings they've been having with businesses around the county, getting ideas of issues that they're facing and things they can work on. So, as far as BTAC goes, we decided to go dark in July. We'll have another meeting in August, which will be the meeting where we'll be making decisions on grant applications for funding.
Blaine Chamber of Commerce, Bonnie?
They didn't have a meeting last week, but they put on a heck of a show. Anybody who was in town on the 4th?
Well, that would have been their regular day, wouldn't it? That's right, yeah.
And the Red Loan?
Red Loan, please.
One of the banks in town has indicated some interest. They asked some questions about administering the Red Loan program, so we're hoping something will come of that.
WTA Board, we will have our budget policy setting session at the WTA headquarters this Thursday starting at 8 o'clock. Let's see, Drayton Harbor Shellfish Advisory Committee, Charlie. Library Committee?
I don't know if it's going on. They had a great 4th of July book sale and Tuesdays. If you had a reading thing for the kids, and I was there last week, and I had the bus. Huge amount of kids. They had a transit bus out there. The kids, the bus driver read that, which was really cool. And when's the airplane? When's the helicopter coming?
He was already here.
Oh, he was already here? Oh,
yeah. Okay. About 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Why do you think it was the end of the month?
But he's been circling around every Tuesday to see what his competition is.
He's Dennis, Senior Center Liaison.
They fed over 450 pancakes on this. And I don't know what they did downtown.
Not 450 pancakes.
450 people or more.
Yeah, that was crowded.
Hey, Michael, Planning Commission?
No report for the Planning Commission or the Park and Cemetery Board, sir.
Chief, Law and Justice?
No meeting and no report, sir.
Let's see, Small City Caucus, Gary?
They're meeting next week.
Whatcom Council of Governments. We did, in fact, meet, I guess it was last week, to discuss the prioritization of a series of transportation improvements. The line is tentatively drawn at $9 million. Our signalization of Boblet is above the line, so we are optimistic that that, in fact, will get some money. In a similar note, today there was a meeting chaired by Doug Erickson to discuss plans for regional infrastructure over the next several years. Ken was there, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but my assumption is that he's planning to put together legislation specifically identifying projects that are of importance to us. But we listed a couple, one finishing the interchange at I-274, and two infrastructure improvements around the airport to foster economic development and safety. We'll get a chance to add more if we've left some off. What else did we do?
That sounds about right. The idea is that, I think there's some thoughts at the state level, but also to look at maybe doing a self-help package here in Whatcom County where we can put together a sales tax program that might fund some of these as well. So.
Yeah, the idea there is intriguing. We would voluntarily choose to assess ourselves a sales tax, an additional sales tax, with the explicit understanding that the money could only be used for projects that had been identified prior to voting for the sales tax. No action at this point. It's just a concept in the wind.
Was that meeting Monday morning?
Tea party.
That was Monday morning.
Okay.
I meant to make that.
Okay. City manager and staff reports.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I turn to Raven for her report, I'm going to ask Deborah Harger to talk, to give us a little report on the 4th of July. And get her through so that she can leave if she wants to. I think many of you, if not all of you, attended the 4th of July celebration. And I don't want to step on Debbie's presentation, but I do want to express appreciation to her and to Sherry, who manned car show, which had more entries than ever, I guess, and all of the other volunteers, both from the city and from the community that puts this on. It's a huge, huge effort, And to get that organized every year and get the people together is really kind of incredible that we pull this off every year and it gets better every year. So, Debbie, thank you, Sherry, and others who've been involved in that.
Well, it's a huge effort for a lot of people, and it's always so fun when it actually happens, but the planning part is always a little, crazy. But, boy, when it's over with, it's just awesome. And I'm going to try to keep it really quick, but it was so much fun because I got to take pictures this year. Normally, I'm really involved in the parade end of it, and I usually don't even get to see the parade. I may walk alongside the parade or something like that, but this year I actually stood at 8th Street and watched the parade and took photos. And it was so delightful. In fact, I do cry at small town parades, so it was really fun. And one of the things that we have every year is Jim Jorgensen is our announcer. And you can see Jim looking down the road, and one of the things he has to have is a parade entry binder, which is not completed until the last entry is entered, and then it gets rushed to Jim, and you can see Rachel Ely is down there, right here, that's his helper, and she's been helping him for a number of years, and so as the parade entries go by, he announces them, and if you're lucky enough to be in that vicinity, you get to learn something and hear about each of the entries. So I'm going to be Jim, and I've got some entries here, and I wanted to do this from Jim's perspective, and luckily I was able to be there. So you can go on, Michael. So this was what Jim sees. So every year we kind of wonder, so how many people come to this parade? Well, a lot. I think we've determined that. So there's a great crowd, of course. Go ahead, Michael. Thank you.
Raven is running.
Just oh, okay.
She's
okay. Thank you.
She's the most expensive clicker we have.
Okay. Our first is the color. Actually, we've gone a little bit farther, so I'm going to go a little bit further. These are some of the things that happen. But we have the Ladies Auxiliary of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 9474, Custer, Washington. And they are carrying over 60 banners of fallen soldiers, and it's quite moving. If this doesn't move you, I don't know. Go ahead, one more. So, again, you can see over 60 banners. So, go on, Raven, thank you. And then we have the Blaine Birch Bay Cub Scout Pack 4025. Cub Scout Pack 4025 is a place for boys to be boys and a place for boys to expand their imagination, and I could read on. But anyway, go on. Then we have the American Legion Post 7 Color Guard. It's an American Legion Honor Guard and part of the Rifle Squad for military funerals at out Whatcom County. And we have the American Legion Riders, and every year they come, and it's really exciting to have them. And you can see there's more of them. Raven, one more. So you can see all the motorcycles in the crowd, quite fun. Then we have the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Flotilla 19. And then we always have the Fire Department. Oh, actually, no, we're not quite at the Fire Department. This is what happens to Jim, so I can see why we get a little... Harry here.
Are you
going to
do every entry?
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, if you are, you're fired.
That's all you have, so.
I'm giving you a taste. Auxiliary Communication Service Group, and I wanted to mention them most importantly because they serve such a role in our 4th of July event. They have over 30 volunteers that come and actually walk the parade route, keep kids from running out into the street. And they play a role of first aid as well. They don't like to say that, but they are there and they're communicating at all times. And it keeps our event very safe. Then we have the Fire Department. Fire Department from Whatcom County Fire and Rescue. That's a 1929 Buick fire engine driven by R.J. King. Okay, we can go on. And I do want to mention this one. This is our... Grand Marshal, the Dodd family. And I think it's important. I learned a lot about the Dodd family when I, I prepared this for Jim, and I thought it was really interesting, that actually Bud Dodd, who is Steve Dodd's father,
Stephen Mike Dodd's
father, was Blaine mayor in the 40s, and he, at the age of 27, was the youngest mayor in the country. And I thought that was fascinating. And you probably, if you know anything at all about the Dodd family, they have served on many Blaine school boards, city council, sponsor school teams. And they also sponsor an annual crab feed twice a year to raise money for football and fast pitch baseball. So they are really a contributor to our community. So that's Steve Dodd and his granddaughter and...
That's not Steve, that's...
That's
the boy,
son-in-law.
Son.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Steve was the one who said... Well, anyway.
Yeah, sorry, Steve's son.
It's a good thing I wasn't the announcer. That's all I've got to say. Okay. All right, that's enough. You can go through these pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. But you can see lots of red, white, and blue everywhere. It's a really... Oh, okay, and just so you know, that not everything is red, white, and blue, but this particular van actually was pulled out of the woods that morning by Tommy Reiser and found that it actually started, and he rushed into the parade. So it was pretty exciting. And again, you can see the crowds, huge crowds, kids having a great time. That's one of my favorite pictures.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He was in the parade, all right.
He was in the parade.
The weirdest entry I've ever seen.
And can you back up one time? One more. No, go this way. Forward. Okay. I want to point this out. Every year we have a problem with where are the restrooms. And we've tried so many different things. We've had, you know. This year we tried this, and I think we finally beat it. These were very visible everywhere, so we think we beat it this year. And another thing, if you go one more, thank you, is we had a map this year, and the map showed where the restrooms were, information booths, the stores that were open, as well as the restaurants that were open, car show locations. So, and then if you... had a QR code. You could click on the QR code with your smartphone, and you can go right to the website and look at the events for the day. So we added that this year, and I think it worked really well, and we'll do it again. So it was great fun, and thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay. Now we'll go to the boring part. Public Works.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
It's Mr. Congeniality tonight.
Are you with us, Raven? Or
I'm with you. I was going to give you a bit of a project update first on the Peace Portal Trail. As you can see, it's really starting to take shape. You get a real feel for what it's going to look like when we're done. We're tentatively scheduled to pave on Wednesday, and at that point the project will be what we call substantially complete, and we will be doing things like cleanup and seeding and all of that. We hope to have a ribbon cutting for that, and you'll certainly be invited once we have a date. So I want to thank you for that. As you know, the Marine Drive project was awarded last week, and we're bringing 8th Street to you today, so we're very busy with projects this time of year. The other update I was going to provide relates to our discussion with Puget Sound Energy. I actually brought with me a slide that was pertinent to our discussion. I was just going to kind of give you a little bit of a visual. What happened is last year, around when Steve Bannum left, I think, they submitted a service area proposal to us. And this is kind of the visual of the proposal. As you could see, our city limits are outlined in black. Where we have power infrastructure is outlined in the pink and the red. And I'm assuming it's the same color there. Yeah, pretty much. And then the blue is areas where PSC has service in our city limits. So obviously, when we changed our urban growth area boundary and annexed East Blaine, it left them with a lot of infrastructure in what is now our city limits. So this service area that we're now negotiating, this contract, has to do with somewhat of an exchange of where they're going to have service and where we're going to have service and what is currently in their area, what components of where they're providing service that we are interested in purchasing. Those are the areas that are outlined in blue but not solid blue on the map. And then there's areas outside of our both our UGA and our city limits in pink where we have significant investment. The top pink area there is our watershed, and clearly we want to continue to provide power and those types of resources to our watershed. And then the area to the bottom of the picture is some infrastructure that we had when that was part of the UGA and is a significant part of the area that we want to loop so that our two different power circuits can always back each other up. So these are kind of the interests that we talked about that we feel are common interests for both Puget Sound Energy and the City of Blaine. And I won't read them to you, but just to say that we really want to continue to provide service in areas where we have investment. We want to be able to, because our comprehensive plan was already started when the city limits changed, we don't want to lose that investment. And we want to continue to provide service where we have existing infrastructure as much as possible. So in so doing, this is the map that we're proposing, essentially looking at the different sections that they're talking about, and we call them A, B, C, D, E, and F. And we're essentially saying in these areas, at least initially on the table, that we want to continue to provide coverage in these areas. That's not to say that we're not willing to negotiate some of that, but this is our initial tact with them, and they are currently reviewing that internally, and we expect that we'll get a response. So what we did was take their contract, mark it up, and track changes digitally, and submit that to them together with these maps and the copy of this PowerPoint. This is the first really significant communication that we've had on the subject. They've had staff changes, we've had staff changes, and now we're all working towards first the service area agreement and then the purchase and sale agreement for the areas within our city limits that we would like to own for our own utility. So that being said, if you have any questions, I could certainly address them or just continue to keep you updated as we proceed.
Bonnie?
I have a question on the trail. Once that trail gets completed all the way down to Bayview, it's going to be wonderful, but it's going to make it quite obvious to me, like, let's continue it down to Bell.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. And even around the corner to the bridge, which is where our city limits are.
Yeah.
So is there thought to going for more funding? I think, didn't we get a nice grant towards that from some arm of transportation having to do with pedestrian oriented or something like that?
I'm not aware of any grant, Bonnie, but I know
maybe
that
it's just
it
a
is
low interest loan.
Is there?
I can answer.
Okay.
But there was a grant from Northwest Parks and Recreation District.
Oh, okay.
And then there was additional funding from TIB, the component of that is the non-motorized.
Was that a loan?
For the Peace Portal.
And
trail.
We have that now?
Yeah. That's how it's being
paid. Was that
paid.
A grant or a loan from TIB?
No, I think she's talking about an extension of what we have, not...
I want to know how this one was paid for.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Yeah.
And was TIB a grant or a loan?
That's a grant.
That was a grant, too. So what I'm suggesting is let's... you know, keep this rolling and, you know, look at applying for more funding to go ahead and in the next few years being able to keep extending it. Because if we can get it all the way to our city limits, I'm hoping at that point, however long in the future that is, it will just spur the county into looking at maybe extending from there, you know, if we can get to our limits. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I would just love to see that because, you know, we're going to be able to go down to Bayview, but then from there on it's going to...
We are currently reviewing projects for the next TIB cycle. Those applications are due the end of August, and we actually just met today to kind of talk about a game plan. We were looking at sidewalk gap elimination. Unfortunately, the funding source within TIB for that particular fund has shrunk this year. And so they're really only recommending projects in the $50,000 range, $50,000 to $100,000. What we're looking at applying for is the gap on H Street initially. And then maybe as that grant source grows again, we can look toward a bigger project. Definitely when we next review the TIP, let's bring that up, because I show on the TIP right now Peace Portal Gap Elimination Clark to Boblett. But I don't think that's the section you're talking about. So we want to make sure to address that.
I think Northwest Parks might be willing to look at another at some time in the future to participate.
It is very relevant to mention that that is high on the Northwest Parks and Recreation District's list of project priorities, that trail extending all the way to Birch Bay and well into Birch Bay. However, their funding was not approved by the voters, so they are extremely constrained in any future funding until a new initiative or new model is passed.
All right. Chief, do you have anything?
You know that thing I told you about when you talk about the ordinances and under council action items? You'll notice it's not in your agenda. So we'll talk about it at the next meeting.
Okay.
That's it, sir.
He looks disappointed.
Okay, and I know you're happy inside, but you don't have to do that. Michael.
The update on the new City Hall is pretty short tonight, but construction started, or maybe more accurately, demolition started today. And so they are mobilized. We issued their notice to proceed for today, and they were there. You'll see a dumpster alongside the building on the south side, and they will be moving forward. It's kind of exciting. Met to discuss with them some, you know, opportunities for improving the project, and we're also looking at doing that while, as they like to say, value engineering some things, so saving some money hopefully on the way. And then since Councilwoman Onion is here and she happens to also work in the building, I will just let her know that the water will be turned off on Thursday at about 10 o'clock for about an hour. We're going to put up some notices, but you'll be the first to know.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. Jeff?
Well, now that liquor sales are completely privatized, I thought I'd give you just a brief update on liquor revenue. The state held its liquor inventory auctions some time ago, and I think it brought in $30.5 million, those auctions. And after expenses, half went to the state general fund, and half went to local governments. So of that, the city of Blaine received a one-time revenue of about $60,000. However, the bad news is that, you know, the state is diverting all the excise taxes to the state general fund. So that means a loss to our general fund of about $23,000 or $24,000. We'll see that the last half of this year and the beginning of next year.
Are we going to save that money and just so we can just kind of push the pain off for a couple of years? Or are you just putting the money in the general fund to use now? Are you?
No. I don't think that decision has been made. The money is money that supports law enforcement. So the hit comes from Mike's budget. And he's pretty thin right now. So we're going to have to look at that carefully.
We will continue to receive the profits, liquor profits, and we also, being a border town, receive additional liquor profits. As far as I can tell, that hasn't been impacted, but of course, the excise tax. Right. Is the point. But between the two profits, we should probably receive about between $20,000 and $30,000.
I think, you know, if we could encourage people to drink more. I know I've doubled my since the election.
We doubled our output facilities.
I do a lot of Mike, there's kind of a conflict there, isn't there? Your program's being supported by liquor profits, but you keep picking up people who are trying to make it to the farmers' home.
Well, I know every time I take a look at my budget, it makes me think about it.
Okay. All right. Sherry, anything?
No report.
The city managers, I don't have anything except a reminder that next Monday night and also on the 30th, we're going to be having a strategic planning meeting. And the process is going to be, if you've been through a strategic planning session, is that next week we're going to begin by talking about visions and missions and strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats. And I'm not going to show you what was done necessarily in prior strategic plans, because I think we need some fresh eyes, and it's been a while since we've updated this. That'll take a bit of time, but it'll be a very useful effort. And then the staff is going through the various goals and activities that that we have in our strategic plan, and making some adjustments to eliminating projects that have already been accomplished or are no longer relevant in our opinion. And then some of that work will be done when we bring it to you, and we'll be reviewing those with you and then taking your input as to whether you agree with some of the overall goals, like on economic development and tourism and some of the specific activities. So our hope is that that work can then be used in our budgeting to help us put together a budget and make sure that we're funding the right things. It should be, I hope you look forward to it. It should be an interesting couple of sessions, and I know as a staff we're looking forward to it. That's all I have. Remind you have the remainder of your calendar there. Just kind of take a look at that. And the ribbon cutting, again, I hope that when we get a date out, that you're really trying to make an effort to attend that, mm-hmm. because it really is a great project, and like to see all of you there. So that's it for us.
Very good. Thank you. We have no public hearings, so let's move on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Questions,
Dennis?
Yeah, just so that I followed on this. On the first page with Boss Construction, is that the final payment on the for phase three?
First page of what?
Voucher report.
Oh, is that the final? Okay.
No, I don't think
no, it's it is not.
Okay. And then on the back of that page, there's something from the Department of Ecology. I didn't understand that. Is that there was a loan from them?
Oh, yeah. That's for the wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
We received a DOE loan.
And on the next page, there's a favor. There's more than one payment then on that contract?
Yes.
Okay. And on the back page, the census meters, are those rented?
Are they what?
Are they being rented rather than owned by the city?
No.
No, that was some equipment that utility building had to rent.
Okay.
From.
So the city owns the ones that they're putting up?
Yes.
Further questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Chair votes aye. It's unanimous. Council action items. Harbor Square Plan Agreement.
This is the item that we had the study session on earlier, and it is a an action that would authorize the mayor and city manager to sign letters of support for Blaine Tomorrow Regional Center LLC's EB5 program, which would be an investment program for a project here in Blaine. And it also would authorize the city manager to move forward and work with the investment group to develop an agreement to potentially utilize this property as part of that development in conjunction with property the city owns north of here and in developing some public facilities as part of the project or funding public facilities as part of the project. That all needs to be fleshed out, how exactly that would work. But that's essentially the gist of it. And since we did spend a good half an hour on discussing it earlier, I won't take a lot more time with that unless you have questions.
Do I have a motion?
To move that we waive second reading and authorize the mayor and city manager to sign letters of support for the Blaine Tomorrow Regional Center LLC application for their EB5 program and to direct the city manager to develop an agreement with Blaine Tomorrow Regional Center LLC for redevelopment of the city's downtown property.
I'll second it.
Do we have any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Chair votes aye. It's unanimous. Next up is the interlocal agreement with Birch Bay Water and Sewer District regarding a transfer of sewer service areas.
Yes. So this agreement essentially is a follow-up to the wholesale agreement with the Harbor Shore Sewer Association. Department of Ecology, because we are providing service for an area outside of our service area, is requiring that there be some agreement between us and Birch Bay Water and Sewer. So this particular document captures that agreement and the reasoning behind it. One thing I wanted to clarify is that the wholesale agreement that's at the back of your agenda for this item is not an attachment to the agreement. I believe the last page of the agreement is the map.
Do I have a motion?
I'm all moving.
Go ahead. Approval?
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Now, do we have any discussion?
I had a chance to talk to Raven a little bit, and I had questions with regard to the attachments. And I think those have been straightened out, at least in my mind. And I'm good to go.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Chair votes aye. It's unanimous. On to a bid award for the H Street Revitalization Project. Whose is this?
This would be mine as well. So the bids were opened right before the 4th of July holiday, and the low bid that was a qualified bidder was Stremler Gravel. We've done work with Stremler in the past, and we feel them to be a competent bidder. Therefore, recommend approval of the base bid plus alternatives 2 and 4. We knew that budget was going to be tight on this project, and it was, in terms of the money available. So we broke out 4 alternatives. One essentially included the shrubbery around the street trees. We're not recommending that at this time. That came in at $22,000 and some change, and we feel that we could do that with our small works at a time after the project is complete. Alternative two includes the benches and trash receptacles and the new bike rack and such. And we feel that's a very important component of the project and should be included. That alternative is in the neighborhood of $18,000 and change. Alternative three that we're not recommending is the banner arch installation. It involves using the turn of the century poles and then a welded arch that would replace where we're currently stringing the banners across with something much more decorative. We're proposing to pass on that at this time. Again, it's something that can later be added, and it's something that we might even be able to do with our own forces in a time that we're a little less busy. And then alternative four that we are recommending is the bridge approach to I-5. It's failing. We want to put some heat on the Department of Transportation for participating in that cost, and we might even look as a recommendation to you to maybe have the mayor write such a letter that states that we'd like to see some participation in that cost. It's approximately $24,000. But we feel that by waiting on that for WSDOT to do it in whatever time, it leaves a pedestrian safety issue. It's a vehicle safety issue. Not only to mention that if we wait, we'll be putting yet another joint of asphalt or another seam that is a weak point in that mix. So we are recommending that we proceed with that alternative. So the total cost I don't have the agenda item open. I really am just going to have to bite the bullet and print these things. Help me out, Sherry. Sorry about that. I closed my screen. So the total cost with those two alternates is $659,942.15. And we have received approval from the Department of Transportation.
Do we have a motion on the floor?
So moved to
second.
Set the bid.
Second.
Discussion, Bonnie?
You mentioned curb and sidewalk extensions. Are you going to be widening the sidewalk?
You can call it that. Essentially, the extensions where you have parking alongside the road, similar to what you see we're doing on Peace Portal, they reduce the area that the pedestrians need to cross and provide a safe place for them to be more visible with traffic. So they're going to be pretty much extensions exclusively at intersections.
Okay. Mostly the bulb outs.
Bulb is where it's going to. Yeah.
Ken first and Charlie.
Raven, are you going to then take the assuming this passes tonight, the approval of this with alternative four as our interest in you having that letter written to DOT, or do you want a separate motion for that?
I think a separate motion's
okay.
The better way to go. Then it's pulled out and we have some attention to it.
After this item, then I'd like the chair to call me.
Charlie?
The approach is on the overpass. Can you do both sides or just the on this side?
Just this side this time.
Further questions? Shall we vote? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay? Opposed? Chair votes aye. It's unanimous. Ken, would you like to make a motion?
I would, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion that City Manager write a letter to the Department of Transportation asking them to participate in what is listed here as alternate four in the bid that we've just awarded the reconstruction of the overpass approach on H Street.
Do we have a second? We do. Charlie? Discussion?
A friendly suggestion, Your Honor. We feel that that might have a little more weight if it came from the mayor.
I would certainly accept that. So rather than from Mr. Thomas, it would come from Mr. Robinson.
Fair enough. Further discussion? Shall we vote? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. It's unanimous. Item four. How shall we handle item four?
Can I have The next item is an item that you need to discuss in an executive session. It's related to labor negotiations. I don't think you'll be in session 15 minutes, and there will be action when you come out. So.
Okay. Before we clear the chamber, could we deal with items K, L, and M? Unfinished business, new business, and council reports. Okay, is there any unfinished business to come before the floor? Seeing none, is there any new business to come before the floor? Seeing none, are there any mayor or council reports? Ken?
I do want to report that the Blaine Boys and Girls Club had their annual fundraising banquet on Saturday. Probably about 140 people in attendance. This is the only youth-oriented nonprofit that we have here in Blaine, especially one that's serving a number of youth as it is. And while the attendance was great, it's not what it was the year before. And I would, if we can get the date early, I'd really like to see the city and especially the council get more involved in that fundraiser next year. So I will make sure that it gets on everybody's calendar. But I certainly want to thank our city manager for being one of the MCs for the evening and utilizing his auctioneering skills quite well. He was able to get a lot of people to provide a lot of money to the club. So.
Any further reports? Okay, shall we clear the chamber for 15 minutes, and we will have action when we reconvene.
Let's do it.